Well, we got a bunch of guys in there. Look, it's early. You know, we get out here in phase two and do some walkthroughs. But BJ Keenan, those guys are doing a nice job. Mark plays a bunch of different positions. So we'll see how it shapes out.
BJ starting to get the first crack at taking over for Kelvin, if you all kind of
was? We're not going to get, I don't know, we're going to first crack all that. Everybody's going to get reps and practice. It's going to probably some days you'll probably see BJ out there first. Some days you might see Keenan out there first. You might see Mark. You might see a bunch of other guys. We're going to have to, you know, until we settle in on somebody. The same thing really happened last year. Think about it. Jasper Brinkley was here. Kelvin was here. BJ was a rookie, so.
What kind of lead has BJ taken from last season?
Yeah, good. I mean, look, at any time you come in, all of these guys, I think I tell you, the second time through, you know, all the little things that you couldn't remember the first year, they're just natural now, making certain calls. And he looks a lot more comfortable.
Coach, what do you think about the defensive lineman from Montreal, Junior Luke?
That's here with us now, yeah. It's hard for me to know. We got a lot of new faces in that room right now. I hope you can appreciate that. If you give me a couple of days, then I might have an idea. Right now, they're out there. I told them this morning, because I like to address men by their first name, but I'm not going to know them all. So if I say, hey, 23, you know, it's not a sign of disrespect. It's just... So I don't really have a feel.
Tomlinson has an interesting background and seems to be a guy with a little charisma to him. Where do you see him fitting in immediately?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of guys there, Kim, that are going to work together. I mean, Jay, you know, and Robert Thomas. And Tomlinson will fill in there, and there's some other young guys coming in. It's probably no different than the Mike linebacker position. We'll just let it unwind. I mean, somebody's going to line up there next to Snacks. Between now and the time we play Dallas, we'll figure that out. But we are excited about having him. I mean, all the things we read and heard, I know Jerry addressed it, and I'm sure Ben did too. He was a very impressive young man at the Combine. He's got a great story, like you said, and I think he's a pretty good football player.
How does it feel to you right now, this early, that when you pencil in, you know, possible depth charts and things, that pretty much, you know, other than Jonathan Hankins, you've picked up pretty much everyone who was here last year.
Yeah, I mean, we're missing a couple guys.
You started, anyway.
Yeah, well, we feel good about a number of things. You know, when you go back, so we came here 3 years ago, and it was new to everybody. A year ago, when we did this thing, there were a lot of new faces, so it was still new. And now, you know, the biggest thing to me is the continuity of the coaching staff is huge. And then, like you said, there's a bunch of guys that we've worked with before. So, look, does that mean that you automatically go out there and play great again? I don't think so. So we got a lot of work to do.
But it certainly increases your odds, though, right?
People wonder about kind of where his head with that.
Yeah.
What have you seen from this?
Hey, look, he's in there working with the same group. I mean, his guy's fighting for the whole defensive end position, the backup. He's just one of those guys. I think we'll be fine. I mean, guys go through things in the offseason, and they plug on.
Where do you feel your pass rush is? Did re-signing JPP make that a priority? Did that have anything to do with how things ended in Green Bay? Anything more from that group of getting to the QB?
Well, I got to go back to Green Bay. Let me refocus here. Anytime you lose a pass rusher of JPP's quality, I think it makes a big difference. But, I mean, prior to that, I mean, I forget what game. I think we had four or five games after that. And I thought the guys really came on. Look, if you lose one of your best players, everybody else has to step it up. And I thought our guys did that. In that game against that quarterback, yeah, we certainly could have used him. But I thought the guys out there were fighting their butt off. And we hung in there for a while. None of us liked the way it ended. But that just gives us something to be a little bit hungry for.
Steve, I know it's not going to be your problem right away, but Engram, what kind of a matchup problem does he present for defenses?
I'm glad he's only a problem in practice. Look, I don't know a lot about him. You know, I certainly didn't study the offensive side of the ball with the college prospects, but everything I hear about him sounds like it's similar to what we have to do when we play Washington or some of these other teams that have tight ends that can flex out and be like big wide receivers. So a learning curve for him, but, I mean, it'll challenge our guys, which is good. I think we need that at the tight end position and make our guys better. So that's what I look forward to.
Jerry Reese talked about Avery Moss when he was drafted. He said he called him, I think, the true defensive end, and how that's becoming rarer in today's NFL. What do you like about Avery?
He's a pretty explosive guy. I think Jerry talked about that. I mean, when you watch him on tape, from here down, some of those guys, I don't know if everybody remembers Hugh Douglas, but I was with him down in Philadelphia. And he was the first guy I saw that was just thick and powerful from here down. Avery's not quite as thick as that. But I thought of him when I watched Avery on tape. And he has played that 4-3 defensive end position, which we do a lot of. We still play some under where they have to move down. And he looks comfortable doing it. So hopefully put him in the mix with the other guys we have, Kerry and Orr and Romeo. Hopefully come up with some good ones.
Has he got a vision of being able to do some damage inside as well?
Come on, Moss.
Pass rusher, yeah.
Like third down? We'll see. I don't know if he did as much of that in college. What I recall, Jordan, is more on the outside.
Does he have a big, jump to take, considering that he was out of college for a year and then he went back?
Well, we'll see. I remember in 2010 when I was in St. Louis, we drafted Robert Quinn, who didn't play a whole year in Carolina. But it did take him a while, to get back up to speed. So we'll see what he is. But he did play last year. And we're anxious to get him in here. And thank God we can get out there and do some football or, kind of like football.
How comfortable is the depth at the corner right now?
We could always use more. They never have enough corners. But we got some guys like Double D. He was on IR, so he didn't play a lot in practice. So he comes back. In the secondary, it's good to get a number of guys like Gary and Thompson. We haven't had those on the corner. But there'll be some guys here fighting. Blake's here, who's new. So get some guys out there, let them compete, and see how it unwinds.
How do you approach that safety situation? Obviously, Andrew played a lot last year. Darian was the guy before he got hurt.
Yeah, interesting question. I mean, look at this time of year, all jobs are open. Now, when I say that, there are some obvious ones.
I think Eli's job is safe.
Yeah, I think he's okay. Yeah. But I think at that particular position, I think the guys realize they got to come in. And somebody's got to surface. I mean, whoever that is will start at the beginning. And like every year, you need probably more than three. Nowadays, you probably need four. We'll see how it shapes out.
Steve, during the offseason, there was a lot of always thinking of retiring. I mean, have you talked to him? What's going on with him?
No, again, that's not my, I don't get involved in private matters. But, again, I'll say he's... there's a bunch of guys battling at that spot, and he's one of them. He's done some good things for us.
All right, last one, Kim Jones.
Spags, a year or so ago, you were so successful ultimately in challenging your guys coming off the season you were, and they responded.
Yeah.
This time around, and I'll revisit this with you in training camp, but I know it's only May, but how do you approach them? They're coming off really, really good season.
Yeah, the challenge is to keep them hungry. There's a couple of things. I'd like to start better. I was kind of slow, if I can remember back to all the games, especially dominating and being the reason why we won. I mean, we won the two games coming out of the blocks, but I would have liked to have played better defense, probably right through the... And then we came on, and, the goal here is to pick up where we left off. And if we get hung up on what we did last year, that worked both ways. At this time last year, everybody was asking, how do you overcome how bad it was? You don't even think about it. You move on. You do the same thing when you do real well. But it will be a challenge. I look forward to you asking me again, Kim.